Planning the onesies is planning the other ones. Matt will be here for three in a row, and depending on how his hand is, he's been having the carpal tunnel problems, but it's been good lately. If his hand is hurting, then you guys can talk theory. Have him do some theory exercise. It's totally up to you. You know, I don't usually plan one-on-ones because it's like, whatever. It's like they're so easy to do. Like, so I just don't plan. You have him free rein there. You know, he's already done. He'll already have done a soloing lesson and a chord lesson. Mm. Depending on how his hand's feeling, if it's hurting, you do chord. Yeah, have him do some theory stuff. He's lacking on theory. He's not that interested in theory.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing he really likes to do is transcribe songs from his favorite band, which is Blackberry Smoke. So I don't know how your transcribing skills are. I'm sure they're fine. You put on a song. He requests a song. You pull it up on YouTube. You can even type in the song name and chords and see what comes up. If it's something comes up under Ultimate Guitar, you can print it out and hand it to him and have him play along and show him, you know, where to put the bar lines in if necessary, and he'll be happy as a pig in you-know-what.
Yeah, sure. Has he ever worked on, like, learning songs by ear?
You do ear training, too. Sure. Zach really likes ear training. Going to the next hour, so I'm leaving that last one open for you.
Okay.
Now, the reason the reason you're going to do 6:30 and I'm going to do 7:30, it's both, they're two Zach. I would have loved for you to do both. But I never told Zach that it would be you, and
I'm not sure I've met Zach yet.
No, you haven't met him. And he's a college student who recently graduated, who always waits to the last days of the month to do lessons.
Okay.
He piles them up. I don't know why he does that way, but he's been doing that for over a year.
He's a crim or a...
I don't know why. I thought he would have quit by now, to be honest, because he moved up to Cape Cod and he does lessons remotely. You know, I don't see him anymore. But he likes it. I think he likes the theory part because he likes to compose electronic music, and then so he extracts theory. He's a smart guy, so he extracts theory concepts and then maybe puts them into his own music or whatever.
Huh.
He doesn't like practice. He's not going to become a guitarist. He just likes to know what's behind the music he likes, which is very cool. So the two biggest things that he likes to do are. He'll tell you a tune similar to Matt, except his tunes are a lot more esoteric, and you may transcribe some stuff and then show him the theory behind it, and he's like, oh, why? Or maybe even have him play some of it, depending on how hard it is, you know, and it might be off the beaten track, you know. He'll show me anything from punk rock to you know, bossa nova to whatever, and he just likes that. He likes chord vocabulary. He likes sounds. So
this is Zach.
Zach.
Okay.
So your two biggest things would be like transcribing and the theory, or both in one lesson.
Yeah. And where is he at with theory? Like, what does he know?
For an average guitarist, he knows more theory than average.
Sure.
But, you know, because he's just a hobbyist, it's not really cemented. Like, he knows modes and he knows some theory concepts, like he knows what a tritone sub is and stuff like that. Cool. So he knows stuff. He just doesn't always have the experience to use it all.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. So, like, if we were to talk about, like, Roman numerals and harmony and...
He knows that stuff. I mean, one thing you could do is, like, if you're not sure... Like, rather than just... you can't just ask him, where's your theory at? Because that's too broad of a question.
No, yeah.
But you can... Let's say he asks you to transpose something or transcribe something. You can write it out and then ask him, do you know what key this is in? And then he'll either say yes or no. And then, do you know what the Roman numerals are? He'll say yes or no. Like, you can immediately tell where he's at with relation to whatever piece you're on just by asking a few simple questions.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what key this is? Maybe he'll say the wrong answer. In which case, now you have to explain, you know. Right?
Sure.
Cool. So I'm going to leave the second... and third one's up to you. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey,
cool shirt. There's Blackberry Smoke. Look, I was just telling Dan about that. Look at his shirt.
Yeah, good shirt, man.